Order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Hello?
Okay.
Councilmember Cardoza's
here.
Councilmember Christensen
here.
Council President Bubu and Vanderhaar
here.
Councilmember McPherson
here.
Mayor Steer
here. And welcome back. This is our first meeting since we've opened City Hall back up. The chairs out in the audience are kind of sparse due to the social distancing. Make it all work. So, also we're being live streamed and then we're on Facebook Live. So, for those of you watching, if you have a chance, you do have to spot to drop off your ballots here at City Hall at 1 o'clock tonight. So, get that done if you haven't already. So I'm going to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. With everything going on in the country right now, that's probably one of the most important things we can do. And I just want to tell everyone how blessed I am to live in the city of CUNA. We have a great community and a great bunch of people that live here. So thank you all for that. The first item is the consent agenda. Is there any questions or comments? A motion to approve?
Mayor? I had one question on the consent, or I'm sorry,
can't hear anyone, no.
That on the budget.
Richard, just a moment, please. Richard, just a moment. Your audio's not coming through, sir.
New system working through bugs. We'll get there.
Okay.
Can you hear him now? Richard, can you say your name again?
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me now?
I can hear it now.
Okay, go ahead, Richard.
Okay. I have a question on expenses. There was a bill for $3,000 for integrated behavioral health. What was that for?
Behavioral health?
Yes.
Our employee assistance program, payment to them, providing that service.
Did you hear that, Richard?
No, I didn't.
Bill, you want to come up to the mic up here?
Okay.
Bill Jackson, Deputy Treasurer. Richard, Councilman Cardoza, that was our integrated behavioral health for expense to through payroll for an EAP, Employee Assistance Program, that we pay out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anything further?
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Richard.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
One more time, Council President.
I move
we approve the consent
agenda.
Councilman Christian seconds.
We have a motion and a second to approve. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin van der Haar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
All right, and that motion carries. Next item is 7A under business. Consideration to approve 20-1-LLA lot line adjustment. Doug Hansen, planner one.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street, CUNA, Idaho, 83634. The application before you is for the lot line adjustment of two parcels located at 1206 North Blackout Road, CUNA, Idaho. Please note that on page 2 of the staff memo, you will see a before and after map of the applicant proposal. The application is complete with the comprehensive plan, is compliant with the comprehensive plan and future land use map. And staff has determined this application is compliant with Title 5 of CUNA City Code and Title 7 of Idaho Code. With that, I will stand for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Okay, questions for Doug. Okay, hearing none, is there any further discussion or B&A Engineers is seeking for this lot line approval. Is there anything that you wanted to say on the matter, or are you good with?
For the record, Mayor, Council Members, my name is David Crawford. I'm with B&A Engineers. Address is 5505 West Franklin Road in Boise. Is this mic on?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Just wanted to stand up here and we tell you that we agree with the conditions of approval as listed and respectfully request approval of the property line adjustment. And I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Crawford?
Nope.
Is Brianna talking?
Yes, she said no.
Okay. Okay, nothing. Thank you.
This is Brianna. I move we approve 20-01 LLA with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve 20-01-LLA. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 And that motion carries. Item B, consideration to approve 20-02-LLA, a lot line adjustment. Also, Doug Hansen.
Once again, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning Staff. The application before you is for the lot line adjustment of two parcels located at West CUNA Road and 2420 West CUNA Road, CUNA, Idaho. Please note that on page 2 of the staff memo, you will see a before and after map of the applicant proposal. The application is compliant with the comprehensive plan and land use map, and staff has determined that this application is compliant with Title 5 of CUNA City Code. Title 67 of Idaho Code. With that, I will stand for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Okay, questions for Doug. All right, hearing none.
Just to be absolutely clear, we're talking about Black CUNA Road for this one, right?
This is Cuna Road.
No, Black Cat. Which one? Yeah, it's on Black Cat. It's, I think it's adjacent to the other properties we just talked about. It's next to the
previous Black Cat.
This is he said 1206 on the first one.
This is 2420 West Cuna Road.
So A is B and B is A.
Okay, so we already approved Cuna Road, right? If the items were correct in the packet.
There's a typo. Hold on. Yeah, so the address is mistyped on 20-02. That should say 2420 West Cuna Road.
Oh, that's what it says in the agenda.
So yeah, okay. So on the staff report, that was mislabeled. Hold on, wait a second.
Staff report is consistent with the agenda.
Okay, so on the agenda, it looks as though, hold on here.
Yeah, the map shows Black Cat and then Big Tree Lane, I think. The red line covers it. And Deer Flat.
Okay, so Cuna Road. Okay, so I think I may have mixed up my presentation, so I apologize for that. So the agenda is correct. So 1206 North Black Cat Road, lines of 20-02-LLA, and 2420 West Cuna Road, lines of 20-01-LLA.
So the information in the packet then is swapped. Is that what we're saying?
The packet is correct. The agenda and the numbers in the packet, everything lines up. So everything in the packet is correct.
So my presentations, the papers, I just switched. So everything in the packet is correct. So the first would have been.
Oh, I see. We're on item B, so 2600 Black Cat Road is right.
Yes, item B would be 1206 North Black Cat Road. And then item one, or item A, was West Cuna Road and 2420 West Cuna Road.
Okay.
I apologize for the confusion.
I still don't have any questions aside from just that clarification.
Council President Bubin-Bonner just wanted that clarification. Okay. She didn't have any additional questions.
Okay. All right. Do we need anything else on this? We want to go ahead. Are we right then with the first one that we just approved? We had the council have all the proper information we needed.
Yes, the agenda is correct. The presentation, the addresses, I just mixed up.
Okay.
Yes, so everything was correct in the first.
Okay. All right, good. All right, so we're on item B, 1206 North Black Cat Road. 20-02-LLA. Is there any further
discussion? This is Brianna. I move we approve 20-02-LLA with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Okay, motion made and seconded to approve 20-02-LLA for a lot line adjustment. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you. Consideration to approve consent to representation. Bill Gigray, City Attorney.
Is this on? Yes.
Bill Gabray, city attorney, with your permission, Mr. Mayor, city council members, you have a couple of items that are related. This particular informed consent to representation goes along with the resolution which follows on your agenda. As you're aware, I represent the Kuna Rural Fire District, as well as now representing as city attorney the city of Kuna. This particular agenda item and resolution concerns the intergovernmental agreement and joint powers agreement that was entered into originally between the city and the fire district on April 3rd, 2018 to establish impact fees, which the city could impose pursuant to ordinance and pursuant to the Idaho Development Impact Fee Law, pursuant to Idaho Code Section 6782.04A. This proposed amendment, First Amendment and Reformed Intergovernmental Agreement, is to strengthen the provisions in the intergovernmental agreement related to the service area. I have entered into negotiations for the four rural fire districts, which I represent in Ada County, with the Ada County Board of Commissioners and their attorney in the prosecutor's office, Mr. Axe Ewer, for the language which I am of the opinion it's in the best interest to try to keep these agreements as consistent as possible. As you're aware, fire districts such as Kuna Rural Fire District include jurisdictions in addition to or areas within jurisdictions in the unincorporated area of the county as well as the city. I have other fire districts in Ada as well as in Canyon that include areas in two cities and include areas within two counties. It gets a little bit complicated. But the Idaho Development Impact Fee Law recognizes that a service area can be defined in a capital improvement plan, which is done in the capital improvement plan that you've already approved. What I am proposing to do in these agreements is kind of strengthen the language of the intergovernmental agreement that it is very clear that there is agreement and there is an established service area. And so you will see in the proposed agreement, which is the second item for the resolution, there's slight amendments to the definitions for capital improvement plan. There's a new definition for service area, service system improvements. And then there is, of course, under purposes, I've included a provision that recites the original agreement, which was approved April 3rd, 2018, and a new Article 6, which addresses the service area specifically. I am proceeding along with here in Ada County, also with other cities, the city of Star, we are gonna make the same proposal. And now I'm dealing also, it looks like the Canyon County commissioners are gonna move forward with their intergovernmental agreements and ordinances for impact fees. And we're gonna include the same type of language in all those intergovernmental agreements. So, that's the long and the short. The reason for the informed consent is the fact that, as you're aware, I represent both entities. This is, of course, at the request of the Kuna Rural Fire District. So any billing I do is with them, not with you on this particular matter. But as I've disclosed in that informed consent and pursuant to the rules of professional conduct of the Idaho Bar Association, have made a disclosure as to what advice I've provided here. And that I do not believe under the circumstances that there is any conflict of interest in this particular regard in regards to anything in this proposed amended and first or reformed and a first amended agreement that would be disadvantageous to either party. So with that, I would stand for questions, and I felt it might make more sense to address both items at the same time with your permissions.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, that
any questions for Bill?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Do I spray? Thank you.
That's for your hair.
My hair was longer.
All right, item 7D then is for council's consideration.
This is Brianna. I move we approve resolution number R31-2020.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve resolution number R31-2020. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Sorry, I went too fast there. And that motion carries. Thank you. Item E. So this is a request to confirm appointment of Paul Stevens to the position of City of CUNA Public Works Director. Bob Bachman is moving on to other things and opening up his new business and working on doing some other things. So Paul has a good working knowledge of the city and the Public Works Department. And has had a hand in that for quite some time. I will say that he's already made some steps in bringing things around the way he wants to see them done. And I am fully on board with the way Paul's gonna run things. So what I'm asking for here today is that the council would confirm the appointment of Paul Stevens to be our official CUNA Public Works Director. And then what we will do after that is we will begin, once Bob right now is helping us to get through the downtown project. And once that's taken care of, we'll move on. We'll start working towards hiring a second engineer, probably someone that is fresher out of school but can learn the trade from Paul. Move up from there. So that's kind of where it's at. Bob Bachman, we will bring him in at a later date to thank him for his service. And that's kind of where we stand today. So I guess I would just ask for a motion to confirm the appointment of Paul Stevens.
This is Brianna. Move we confirm the appointment of Paul Stevens to the position of City of CUNA Public Works Director.
I second.
Motion and seconded to confirm the appointment of Paul Stevens to the position of CUNA City Public Works Director. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries. Thank you very much. Item 8A, consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-20, an ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA municipal irrigation system by the inclusion of Ada County Assessors Viper Investments LLC. And declaring water rights appurtenant thereto are pooled for delivery purposes and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and update the irrigation system map and providing an effective date.
This is Brianna. I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2020-20.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2020-20. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? That motion carries.
I move we approve ordinance number 2020-20.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve ordinance 2020-20. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardozo?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. A consideration to approve ordinance number 2020-21, This is an ordinance of the City Council of the City of CUNA, making certain findings and enlarging the boundaries of the CUNA Municipal Irrigation System by the inclusion of Maine County Assessors SDN LLC and declaring water rights appurtenant thereto or for delivery purposes, and directing the city clerk to record this ordinance as provided by law, and directing the city engineer to provide notice of this ordinance to the Boise CUNA Irrigation District, the owners, and providing an effective date.
Ms. Brianna, I move we waive three readings of ordinance number 2020-21.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to waive the three readings of ordinance 2020-21. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion carries.
Move we approve ordinance number 2020-21.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve ordinance number 2020-21. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilman Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilman Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. That's all we had on the agenda for today. We're on to mayor and council announcements. Is there anybody who wishes to mention anything beyond what was on the agenda?
Mayor, this is Councilman Christensen. Just a quick question that's been asked of me a couple of times, and maybe Bobby can also respond to this as well, but what's the update on the splash pad and the opening of that?
Mayor, Council, this is Bobby. Warren, it actually opened yesterday.
Oh.
And so it is currently open, ready to go. That's where we're at.
You rock. Thanks, Bobby.
Okay, very good. And then, so with all the, there's some protests that go on in our capital city. Law enforcement here have been watching everything very closely, even air travel and that type of thing. I was on a phone call with Department of Justice and FBI here just right after our director's meeting this morning. It sounded like they're just trying to keep everybody on the same page and willing to offer whatever is necessary for anyone. We haven't seen anything that gives us any concern in the city of CUNA, so hopefully that will remain to be the case. But for the most part, I think we are all staying safe and doing well here. So it just seems like something else that we about were opening up and getting through the COVID issue, and now this comes along. So I'm hoping that 2020 is just about done with surprises for us this year. But again, I'm very proud to live in the city of CUNA, where we have a little less issue than other places. So I don't know if there's anything anybody else wants to mention, staff, anyone? Okay, if that's it, then the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much for your attendance.